Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the Old Testament lesson, especially 2 Chronicles 33, verses 12 and 13. And when he was in distress, he entreated the favor of the Lord his God and humbled himself greatly before the God of his fathers. He prayed to him, and God was moved by his entreaty and heard his plea and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God. Gathering the apostate, even. Just how far is God willing to go? Just how far is he going to push this idea of gathering sinners? How extreme of a sinner is he going to invite into his kingdom to live forever? And some of that may make us uncomfortable with our set patterns of relationships and ideas of how we do church. But then, how about apostate King Manasseh? Let's go briefly through it. He turned away from God, erected altars, and built idols to every fake god he could find. There were fortune tellers and sorcery and mediums and worshiping the stars and the moon, the host of heaven, and insisting that this had to be done in the church in Jerusalem. And then he practiced child sacrifice. To the remaining faithful, the whole world must have seemed upside down. Evil was called good and good was called evil. Nothing was right anymore. And the whole thing somehow appealed to the mass of people there. They went along with it. To the remaining faithful, the whole world had gone crazy. You see, there is a devil who delights in death. And as much as God loves life, and you can know that this is true because he created you, as much as God loves life and loves you, there is a devil who delights in death and loves the death of others. All over the world, that truth is being revealed in our days. And the devil delights both in human death and in debasing human souls, leading people to worship anything and everything. He had led King Manasseh way off into the things that he knew were wrong. And the devil had him all ready to die without God and have an eternity without God. How many in our day have gone way off into things that they know are wrong? So the question, what was God to do? What is God to do when everything has gone wrong? Well, first, verse 10, the Lord spoke to Manasseh and to his people. See, there was still the word of God. There was still the call to come back. To come back. Because God is calling continually. Calling with his promises in Jesus Christ. Calling with promises of forgiveness, redemption. Having the new life of the soul. And the life that is eternal. The Lord spoke to Manasseh and to his people, but they paid no attention They would not listen. They would not hear. They acted as if there was no word from God. What then? Oh, there were consequences. Those things seemed to come upon us. And if we look at the consequences, we find the cause is not something outside ourselves, it is us. We have done these things to ourselves. Manasseh, captured with hooks. What does that mean? Bound in chains, taken to Babylon, and there in distress, he turned to God. See, God does not want to lose the sinner. No matter who the sinner is, no matter what the sin, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the knowledge of salvation. So verse 13. He prayed to God, and God was moved by his entreaty and heard his plea and brought him again to Jerusalem into his kingdom. Then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God. We take that step by step. He prayed to God. So no matter what the sin, no matter what had gone before, the door was open and the ears of God were ready for the prayer. God, who knows everything, who knew all the turning away that was there, is ready to hear the prayer. Second, God was moved by his entreaty and heard his plea. And actually, God is the one who moved the sinner, Manasseh, and gave him the words. And it's fascinating how often we look back and we see exactly this truth. So often, the sinner searches for God, finally. And the sinner finally feels himself turning to God. And that is as sweet as can be. But then even sweeter is learning that, well, God was the one who was doing the seeking. And God was the one who was doing the calling. And the reason the good shepherd seeks and the reason the Lord calls is because he really does want us in his kingdom and living forever. How sweet that is. Third, and God brought him again to Jerusalem. He restores, he renews, and even if we do not regain everything in this world, or everything right away, you know, there is far more that we have in Jesus than anything we could ever gather in this life. And the riches we gain in him are not worth comparing. They are beyond comparison to what we have lost. And fourth, then Manasseh knew that the Lord was God. It's the final point, an exclamation mark in this part of the story. There was a knowledge of salvation. And I expect fully someday to meet Manasseh. And I wonder if he is still surprised at the grace and mercy of God in Jesus. And I wonder if I will be for all of those years in heaven. Well, this is April Fool's Day. And so here's how the theme blends in. all of those years of the devil leading Manasseh astray, all of the work the devil had put in, he then had to watch as God took one more soul and brought him back out of death and into life. You see, it's kind of like the thief on the cross. In the last few hours of bringing another soul into hell, along comes Jesus with a prayer of forgiveness and a promise. Today you will be with me in paradise. And that thief on the cross believed God, and it was counted to him as righteousness. It's kind of like you and me, with all kinds of death all around us, but there in Jesus, God brings to us the words and promises of life. And in Jesus, he carries us in his own flesh. And Jesus brings us out of death and into life. It's like the people of Israel on the eastern shore of the Red Sea, surprised that they are not dead, singing and dancing. There's a little bit of mockery of the powers of death and hell and the devil in that. Paul joins that mockery years and years later. Oh, death, where is your sting? Oh, grave, where is your victory? But the people of Israel sing and they dance. And the song rendered in a modern song goes like this. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider cast into the sea. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider cast into the sea. They told me not to do this, but it is April Fool's Day. And the dance goes like this. The Lord is God, and I will praise him. My Father is God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is God, and I will praise him. My Father is God, and I will exalt him. And now you've seen something that you never expected to see when you tuned in this evening. There is joy because Jesus has won the victory. In Jesus' name, amen.